On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Koigig Pod on Off the Ball.
I remember on the way home distinctly talking to my dad, like on the way home, and saying, like, geez, like Karen, like she's such a leader. She's so, like, she'll just boss every drill, every match.
Subscribe to the Koigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
It's a pretty star-studded Off the Ball coming your way this Wednesday. Later this hour, we're going to be joined live from New Zealand by Conrad Smith, the two-time World Cup winning centre with the All Blacks. He's going to look forward to Saturday's game against Ireland. Gerry Thornley will give us the latest from the Irish camp as well. He's travelled out to see them train yesterday. We've got an indication that maybe Caelan Doris is going to play against New Zealand at the weekend. Will it be Crowley? Will it be Prendergast? Gerry's going to be with us just after 8 o'clock. We've a very interesting interview come up with Fiona O'Hara as well. A starlet when he was a youngster, was in the Leinster Academy, had offers to stay at Leinster. Ulster wanted to sign him. He decided instead to go to the AFL, got churned out by the system, and by the time he got back to Ireland, had lost all love or interest in professional sport, has just come off a season with the Westmeath Footballers, and he's now stepping away from intercounty football as well. We'll talk to Fionn after 8 o'clock. And then the football show, one of our favourite guests, Daniela Fisichella, is going to be talking about Juventus's terrible start to the season, their worst in 80 years. Igor Tudor has paid the price. Evan Ferguson started tonight for Roma, but did not finish the game for Roma. We'll talk about his situation in Serie A. And Andy Mitten will be with us as well. Because every time we ring Andy recently, it's been about misery for Manchester United. They've won 3 in a row. We said, Andy, let's come on and talk about Ruben Amorim turning a corner with United. So all that to come between now and 10 o'clock. Delighted to say on the news round, though, we've got Carl Mullaney with us. Carl, how are you keeping?
Hey, Will.
And we've got David Wilson. How are you, David?
All good, Will.
Carl, I haven't talked to you since you played in the Sligo final recently.
I didn't think you were going to bring that up.
I didn't, but Shane Coleman was on to me going, I hear he won his county final, Enniscrone. And I was like, no. Check the result. Do not send him a text. He's in bed mourning this result.
Yeah, sadly.
How long has it been since you'd won a county title? Or since you've won a county?
We hadn't been in a final, in an intermediate final, since 1991. So there was actually no one on the team that was in the final or born when we were last in the final. But we lost by 6, 118 to 112. No complaints, unfortunately. We didn't play particularly well on the day. I'm kind of learning how to process these sort of things now. Monday wasn't too bad. Obviously, you're with your teammates and stuff. And then Tuesday kind of hits you that you've lost and missed out on the chance that you mightn't get again to win one. So, it's not great. But as time moves on, I suppose you kind of cherish the good moments you had along the way in reaching the final. And then kind of hoping that you'll get another chance and another final maybe.
Are you a one club, finishes. One love kind of man? Because like you've moved to Dublin over the last couple of years and easily could have went. Enniscrone's quite the trip. You're commenting on the TV most times when you're not here. So you could have easily went, I'll just pick a Dublin club.
I'd be keen to play as long as I can for my home club. It is a bit of a trek, but I have to say, and I know the people that are playing in county finals and lucky enough to have their club in competition still, it's like such a joy to be travelling down the road on a Tuesday, even if it is a long trek, to be going preparing for a county final, because I've been playing since I was 16 with the adult team, if you like, so that's 14 years ago, and to get the chance then to play in a county final, so you do it every week. I love it, so I just hope I get another crack at it again next year, maybe, or soon.
You have a shorter trip. Are you still playing football in Monaghan, or what's your plan?
Yeah, I'm playing. I'm playing soccer in Monaghan, so it's a little bit different. But it's only an hour and a half down the road for me, generally during the week. But it's nothing compared to the commute to Sligo. The thing is, though, we do play summer football, so we kind of run alongside the GAA season. So the longer evenings, the playing in the good weather, makes it a whole lot easier. But yeah, for next year, we had a good season this year. We won the league last year, so obviously it wasn't as good. But I still love it as well. Like, and we were all sports crazy in here. We all work here, so you know we have to kind of, you know, when you have the chance to, you should probably play as long as you can.
Don't make me pit sports against each other. But does it become a challenge in Monaghan, a Gaelic football obsessed county as well, that lads are off playing Gaelic football?
Yes and no. Like, there's one or two lads that do play. Our goalkeeper plays Gaelic football and soccer, but he manages to make it work and he balances it. You can always make accommodations, and I think our team in particular has been very good for accommodating lads to play both. And like, you know, it's a short career. Like, even if you're in your adult career, I guess, like, if you want to play whatever sports you want to play, you should go and do it. Like, and don't worry about committing to one or two or three teams. Like, it's a short career, so try and play as much as you can.
Yeah, and I don't think, whatever the sport it is, nothing matches the dressing room with your teammates. Like, there's nothing like that. And then I think, you know, definitely when you're taking advice from people that are a bit older than you, their advice is to keep playing for as long as you can, regardless of how awkward it might be logistically to keep at it. So
yeah, when we won the league last year, it was like the 2 days after were maybe the best 2 days I think I've ever had, and as part of any team. And like lads there, a couple of lads are coming towards the end of their career maybe, or the end of their tenure with us, and you know, I see them, they're a bit older than me, but you know, I think they'd really love to keep on playing as long as they can. And like, you know, you always have that little inkling like, oh, maybe I'll hang up the boots this year, I'll go and maybe play something else. But you know, the love of it is always there, and I don't think that can ever really be extinguished.
Yeah, until you're limping around the office, David, the day after you're driving up from Monaghan.
That is
after a training session the night before. That's happened a few times this year, hasn't it?
That says more about me and my preparation than anything else.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Roma are leading at the moment. They're also right in a Serie A title race. A bit like Arsenal there, 1-0 to the Roma is the way that Gasperini is playing this season. The bad news was, David, I was talking to Daniela a little bit earlier on. We were thinking, Evan Ferguson, 2 games on the bench. Gasperini's talking about, you know, his physical profile and a bit concerned about how he came back after the international window and has to get sharper, has to get fitter. Puts him in against Parma in a game that they need to win. And 6 minutes later, what happens?
Well, 6 minutes later, he receives a tackle that forced him to go over in his ankle. And by the looks of things, it seems like the ankle that he's been struggling with for not just this last couple of months, but maybe the last couple of years. I think it all stems from, remember that really, really bad Fabinho tackle?
In the FA Cup?
Yeah, with Liverpool, when Liverpool played Brighton. I think he's had issues with fully maybe trusting himself and fully trusting his body since that tackle. It was a horrendous tackle. And yeah, like, he's been unfortunate again with this injury, and really unfortunate timing for Ireland, because we have two massive games against Portugal and Hungary in November. And in fact, even though Ferguson hasn't been maybe producing his best football for Roma, he's still been pretty good in a really poor Ireland team, and he scored, what, four competitive goals in the last five. So we really do need him. And look, hopefully it's not as bad as first feared, but by the looks of things and by the looks of the clips that we've seen, it doesn't look good.
Is there an apology due to Sammy Smodics? I saw him in hospital after getting his ankle operated on as well. A lot of Ireland fans have always been having a go with him recently, where it was he's pulled out of squads and he's not been around. So it turns out Kieran McKenna was saying he's been getting injections into his ankle to be able to play all season, and eventually they just decided this isn't going to hold up anymore. People tended to very quickly go, Smodics doesn't care about playing for Ireland. It seems to me he's been injured.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing with Sammy Smodics is that he's always put in like 110% for Ireland. You can always tell that playing for Ireland means a lot to him. But the thing is, for these players, is that your bread and butter is your club. And, you know, he's been given a contract at Ipswich when they're in the Premier League. It's probably quite a good one. He's 31 now, I think. So he's probably heading towards 32. And I think he's, you know, he unfortunately, you have, as a sports person, you probably have to be a bit selfish from time to time. And the fact that he's maybe putting Ipswich ahead of Ireland at the minute, okay, maybe for an Ireland fan's point of view isn't the best thing, but from a personal point of view, that he has to do that, because Ipswich will be there a lot longer than his Ireland career, or his club career will be there a lot longer than his international career.
No, for sure. The news round is brought to you by UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back into action. If you would like to get in touch, by the way, our text line is 087-9180-180, or you can send a traditional SMS message to 53106, or why not just stick a comment in the live chat in the YouTube. Let us kick things off with football then. This to me, Carl, seems like a game no more so than you're a bit younger than us. Well, 2 years younger than me, Ireland versus Egypt, where you just play out a 0-0. If I'm Shamrock Rovers and Galway United, I'm John Caulfield. I walk up before the game and I go, Stephen Bradley, you know what? A draw gives you the title. A draw is going to keep us in the Premier Division. Why don't we just go home happy?
Well, let's see what happens. It's an hour, less than an hour's time now, Will, till kick-off at Tallaght Stadium between Shamrock Rovers and Galway United in the League of Ireland Premier Division. The Hoops just need a point, as you say, to claim the league title, and then Galway in search of points as well in their battle to avoid relegation tonight. And kick-off for that one at Tallaght Stadium is at 8 o'clock. And you mentioned Evan Ferguson. He's already emerged as a doubt now for Ireland's World Cup qualifiers with Portugal and Hungary next month after sustaining that injury in action for Roma tonight against Parma. That game now into the final 10 minutes, Roma leading by a goal to nil.
One of David's mates, I'm assuming, or possibly one of his opponents, Gordon, a good player is young Wilson, narky on the pitch as well.
This is a reputation that I've had with some of my club mates, but I think if you really did know me, that isn't true. I think I've only had like 3 or 4 yellow cards this season and no suspensions.
3 or 4, so you've avoided the 5 for the suspension.
Yeah, no suspensions, yeah. We've won more game on Sunday, a Leinster Junior Cup game, so hopefully we can win that and keep the season going on a bit longer, but thanks, Gordon.
I was going to slag you and say we're only a couple months in the season, but of course you're right at the end of a summer season, yeah. So you've done very well indeed. Kieran also in touch, well done to Carla Ward in Ireland last night. Great second half performance. Thoroughly deserved to go through. I think they did deserve to go through over the 2 legs, and that's 7 wins out of 8. Slovenia feels a long time ago now, lads.
It does.
She's done a good job, in fairness. Yeah, I mean, it is a transition period, you could say, but and we'll talk about it in a little bit, but that win last night is massive in terms of obviously getting back to League A, and the World Cup picture then down the line as well is, you know, that's very significant to get a playoff for the 2027 tournament. So it's a huge result. And the second half was actually very enjoyable, even though Ireland were behind and it was becoming increasingly frantic as they were looking for that late goal. But the manner in which they played and they kind of threw caution to the wind, didn't they? And managed to find a way through.
Not for the first time in the studio, I was proven totally wrong. I was saying to the guys at halftime, I was like, what I would do after going 2-0 down, shore it up, make sure that Wales don't score again. And yet Ireland kind of took the game in the front foot second half, then brought on Abby Larkin. They could easily have decided to just get extra time, but they kept pushing for a goal.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I saw a tweet from Aaron McCarthy last night. I thought he was absolutely dead right. Ireland were the much better team for 3 halves of the 4 halves of those 2 games against Belgium. And it was great to see, just it was a bit old fashioned Ireland team kind of getting the ball along, a couple of flick ons, Abby Larkin running in behind. I thought the way that Carla Ward set up the team over the 2 games has been really good, and it got the best out of players like Katie McCabe, and it's a really great opportunity to have like a couple of big standout games back in the Aviva, hopefully again in Nations League game.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that Mick McCarthy and his good wife Sue couldn't step away from sport for the night on their time off. It's half term with the kids, to use an almost English phrase. No, we're going to watch the match. Not just watch it, I'm going to tweet my views out to the world as well. So Mick doesn't take breaks, kids. He just keeps going. He's a sporting machine. Martin O'Neill, back in charge of Celtic. That is a sentence I did not expect to say before last weekend.
Yeah, he's in the dugout this evening, Will, for their meeting with Falkirk at Parkhead in the Scottish Premiership tonight. Johnny Kenny and Liam Scales both in the starting team there for Celtic. Sean Maloney assisting O'Neill in his interim period in charge following the departure of Brendan Rodgers on Monday night. Celtic today confirming that Brendan Rodgers' assistant manager John Kenny had also left the club. Coaches Adam Sadler and Jack Lyons, along with the head of performance Glenn Driscoll, have also departed Parkhead as well. The reigning champions start the night 8 points adrift of Hearts at the top of the table. The leaders go to St Mirren this evening. Elsewhere, Hibernian host Rangers, Motherwell go up against Dundee United, and Kilmarnock face Aberdeen. All of those matches due to get underway at 7:45.
Give us a run. What's happened in the EFL Cup tonight?
Yeah, busy night and a few tasty matches to look forward to as well. In the fourth round, Newcastle continuing their defence of the League Cup crown with a match against Tottenham this evening. Elsewhere, Liverpool face Crystal Palace. Trent Coney-Doherty on the bench there for Liverpool. Arsenal take on Brighton. Manchester City making the trip to play Alan Sheehan's Swansea City. Adam Ida in the team for the Welsh club tonight. And Wolves play Chelsea. Matt Doherty in the Wolves team tonight. Last night, Brentford advanced to the last 8 with Andrew Sy getting the better of Grimsby Town. Also success for Brian Barry Murphy with his Cardiff City team overcoming the challenge of Welsh rivals Wrexham by 2-1. Fulham beat Wickham on penalties to advance to the last 8.
Yeah, we mentioned the girls in green who are on their way to League A of the Nations League and the significance of this now assuring a playoff spot. We've been hearing from some of the former Ireland players after the game last night.
Yeah, the Republic of Ireland, as you say, will back in League A of the Women's Nations League following that aggregate win over Belgium last night. 5-4 in aggregate. The girls in green lost 2-1 on the night in Leuven but had a 4-2 advantage following the first leg in Dublin on Friday night. Abby Larkin netted the late goal last night that proved to be decisive. Carla Ward's side now guaranteed at least a playoff for the 2027 World Cup. It was also a big night for Katie McCabe. She made her 100th appearance for Ireland in Belgium last night. And McCabe's former teammate Julianne Russell paid tribute to the Arsenal star on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
I think she's a leader, as in she would leave every single last part of energy on that pitch. Like, she wears her heart in her sleeve, as everyone sees. She's feisty, she's passionate, and she'll never pull out of a tackle. She will give out to you if you're doing things wrong, but like, that's what needs to be done, and I love that. Like, she just wants to win and she wants the best for the team.
Yeah, 100 caps, David, at a reasonably young age. She says afterwards they want to get out of the comfort zone, so naturally the conclusion is League A was sticky last time round. But Katie McCabe reckons there's nothing to be really gained from staying in League B, playing against teams who are either like slightly below or around your level, that if Ireland are going to progress and maybe qualify for the next World Cup, they won't actually be in League A.
Yeah, I think you can only improve really by taking on teams that are better than you. If you're beating or even struggling against teams in League B, it's also not good for the development of the team. It's also not good for the confidence of the team. I think that 3-1 win down in Parquecuive against France a couple of years ago did kind of bring on some of those players as well. Carla Ward, it's a free hit as well for Carla Ward and the team, because they're going to be against like the likes of the best teams in Europe, France, Netherlands, Spain, maybe England. So it's kind of like a shot to nothing. You're going to develop your team. Okay, you might ship a couple of beatings here and there, but as long as you're not getting beaten too badly, then I think it's only a positive to be playing in Nations League. And as well, it just for the if you want to go and qualify for Brazil 2027, like being in Nations League is much better for your chance of a playoff than being in Nations League B.
Yeah, we've learned this through the Men's Nations League. If you either want to just tank enough so that you can get out of the divisions as a winner, or you want to be as high as possible to get your seeding as high as possible.
Exactly.
B has not been a good place for us in the Men's League, so let's get as far up the ladder as we possibly can. Carla Ward was saying afterwards, and just kind of had to correct herself quickly, went, England, Wembley, that's what I want in the qualifiers when the draw takes place on Friday week. And then probably quickly realised it was Norwich last time when we went over to the play. Then she went, maybe it'd be Pride Park. But still, give us England.
Yeah.
So she wants to play against her own country. Rory Best has a new role.
Yeah, he's back at Ulster Rugby. He's set to return to the province as general manager. The former Ireland and Ulster captain replaces Bryn Cunningham, who announced he was stepping down in September. Best retired from playing after the 2019 World Cup. And in his new role, Rory Best will oversee professional rugby operations, player development and performance pathways for the province.
The great Conrad Smith's going to be with us around about 7:30 to give us the New Zealand perspective. Early hours, of course, there when he joins us in a few minutes' time. And Jerry Thornley is he's on the streets of Chicago at the moment. He's going to be with us just after 8 o'clock. He was out with the Irish camp yesterday where Paul O'Connell was talking, Carl, and he gave a pretty upbeat update on Caelan Doris.
Yeah, he's confirmed that Caelan Doris is fully fit for Saturday's meeting with New Zealand in Chicago. The Leinster back row is on the way back from a shoulder injury sustained in May, but he has been training in preparation for this weekend's match at Soldier Field and looks ready to go. Ireland are preparing to face an All Black side that has been busy with rugby championship action in recent months, and O'Connell says it'll be a challenge for the Irish players to get up to the level of intensity that will be required this weekend.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a challenge, you know, and that's why we're over a little bit early. It allowed us to, get over the jet lag or get over most of the jet lag and have two very good, very kind of fast training sessions with a good bit of contact in them and get lads up to speed. And it's certainly a challenge. It's certainly a challenge, but I suppose the sessions we've put in are designed to help the guys on that journey.
Are you a November Internationals aficionado?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Mm. Certainly from over the years, I think it was always a staple of the calendar. And I think probably the way that sport in general has gone, we've got so much more sport that maybe we were used to on television when we were younger, that maybe it doesn't hold the same appeal. And it's quite a congested calendar with the amount of club fixtures that we have now, and then the Lions in the summertime as well. But yeah, they were always always an interesting watch back in the day. And Ireland had some really big wins in the autumn internationals that tended to pique your enthusiasm for the Six Nations, which would ultimately follow with some disappointment. Yeah.
So Richie McCormack, when he was working the Rugby Daily, became more of a rugby fan. Are you starting to convert?
To be honest, no. But I do like the November internationals. But I just in the grand scheme of things, like, you know, Ireland can win the game on Saturday and it'd be great, and we'll have a really good conversation about it next week. And it's nice to always get one up against the traditional best team in the world. But, you know, you got to be peaking for 2027 in Australia.
Not only is David our new podcast star, but he's the most honest podcast star you're going to get around. He's going to record at least 15 rugby podcasts over the next couple of weeks. Is Rugby Daily available for today?
Rugby Daily is available for today, voiced by the wonderful Cathal Mullany. So
thank you.
Get into your earbuds now.
The tag team were here just before they did the news round. They put that together. So this is a big week of it. And over the next few weeks, we're going to have Susanna Mullen and also Darragh Smith-Nocton, who are going to be providing rugby content on our social media, which you can keep an eye on. I think starting with tomorrow, when the team is named to play against New Zealand. And I should also mention the great Brian O'Driscoll is going to be here with Owen tomorrow to break down that Irish team to face New Zealand in Chicago. And indeed, I believe we're getting the New Zealand team in the early hours of tomorrow morning ahead of that game at Soldier Field as well. The Ireland 20s have stepped up their preparations as well, Colin?
Yeah, they've announced news today of a meeting with South Africa next month. Andrew Brown's side will entertain the Springboks at Virgin Media Park in Cork, where kickoff will be at 7:30 on Friday, November the 14th. That match will serve as preparation for Ireland ahead of their Six Nations campaign in the spring. That will begin away to France in early February.
Very unusual to have a challenge game between teams from different hemispheres ahead of a major tournament as well. I did not expect this next story, but then again, nothing from Spain surprises me. So Real Madrid have decided, UEFA, you ruined our plans for the Super League and I'm going to take you to court.
Yeah, they say that they'll seek substantial damages from UEFA after their participation in the proposed European Super League was stopped in 2021. A Spanish court has dismissed an appeal by football authorities, including Europe's governing body, which tried to put a block on Real's legal claim. UEFA changed its rules in 2022 to tighten legislation around cross-border leagues.
I know, Dave, I'm a bit surprised by this. I thought all the teams involved had kind of had a slice of humble pie eventually. Madrid and Barcelona were the only two really left. Juventus eventually broke away, cost their owners basically control of the club. And they kind of went, Super League, never happened.
Well, I think Real Madrid and Barcelona are just two clubs that you can never say no to. Look at Barcelona pulling every financial lever under the sun.
There's none left. There's none left.
And it's just a remerging now and paying further down the line. I hope that these things will eventually catch up with both of those clubs.
I saw Luke Littler on social media earlier on, right? So give us the story, Col. He basically didn't make it into the last leg of the Players' Championship. He's still true to the final. Why didn't he make it in?
He didn't make it in because of bad traffic in Wigan earlier on today. The 18-year-old arrived after the 11 a.m. registration time for players due to congestion on the roads approaching the Robin Park Leisure Centre. Little then couldn't take part. He was replaced by Charlie Manby, who's ranked at 174th in the PDC Order of Merit. And actually, there was Irish interest in the final of that today because Willie O'Connor made his way through to the decider, but he was beaten by Chris Dobie by 8-6 this evening.
So Luke Littler's caption was, I believe what most students on their midterm break have said this week, which is, crap, I'm going back to bed.
Yeah.
That was exactly what Littler said. So he's his own car now at this stage. You know, he's 18, his own management, his own car. So I just, screw it, this traffic isn't great, I'm going back. Who replaces me? Don't care, I'm already gone through. So that is the world champion, Luke Littler. Carl's going to keep up to speed on the news headlines across the evening on News Talk. David, thanks a million for joining us. Rugby Daily is worth the lads' work, so go and have a listen to it for free.
The Koigig Pod on Off the Ball.
I remember on the way home distinctly talking to my dad, like on the way home, and saying, like, geez, like Karen, like she's such a leader. She's so, like, she'll just boss every drill, every match.
Subscribe to the Koigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.